Welcome to the Alger Podcast. Following the podcast, there will be a brief disclosure.
I'm going to start off with just sort of general trends on the internet. First being mobile, which I'm sure you guys have heard a lot about. I know Patrick has definitely spent a lot of time talking about the shift to mobile connectivity. I'm also going to hit on online video advertising, which is growing very fast, and then finally retargeting or real-time bidding, which is a new development in the advertising space. So just to start with mobile devices, again, some of these stats you've probably heard before, but that's growing very rapidly. We're seeing about 1 billion mobile devices per year being activated. That's 3 times PC unit sales. We're forecasting the global smartphone market to grow from about 450 million units in 2011 to over 1.6 billion units in 2017. That's a 25% 6-year CAGR. We have tablets growing approximately 45% each of the next 2 years through 2014, from estimated 120 million units in 2012 to 250 million in 2014. Now, what that means is the install base is actually surpassing PCs this year. There'll be more phones and tablets than there are PCs, even though PCs have been around, you know, for many, many more years. It's one of the fastest adoptions we've seen in history. Just to touch on mobile internet traffic, mobile traffic is now viewed at about 15% of total internet traffic. That's up from almost zero 3 years ago. In the advertising space, which is what we're going to focus on here, which is, I think, is what's really being enabled and really causing the most sort of disruption and shift here, more so than e-commerce, in my opinion, we estimate that about 12% of our total media time is now spent on mobile devices. So that's mobile internet on your phone or on your tablet, and also in-app activity. However, it's only 3% of ad spend, and these are U.S. stats. Both the usage and the percent of ad spend is rising very rapidly. Mobile advertising in the U.S., and this is just display, not search, is estimated at $3.4 billion in 2012, doubling year over year. And estimates are that that number is going to quintuple to $20 billion by 2016. So this is, you know, a rapidly evolving market, and I think that those estimates are aggressive but certainly attainable. SEM firms, so search marketing firms, is 25% of total search spend. I think that's high for the market, but these are sort of the people on the cutting edge, and this is something that was under 5% 2 years ago. So again, people are using their mobile devices more, I'm sure you notice, you know, as you use them every day. Just on commerce really quick, mobile commerce is now estimated at between 10 and 15% of e-commerce. So, you know, that percent of transactions that are occurring are on your phone or on a tablet versus on a desktop. So I think that is the primary trend that we're seeing. It started, you know, 18 months ago. I think we're really hitting its stride now. It should be a tailwind for the next 2 to 3 years in this space. Second trend you might have not heard as much about, but is online video advertising. This market was estimated at about $2.9 billion in 2012, which is under 10% of total online advertising, but growing to $4.1 billion this year, just 41% growth, and up to $8 billion by 2016, so that's a 30% CAGR. And this is being driven by habits, so shift of viewing habits to online. These numbers are doubling year over year. Not all that usage is being monetized, but that's what I think is coming. eMarketer estimates that there's going to be $8 billion of revenue in 2016. I think that's a conservative number. Why is this a huge opportunity? Well, worldwide TV ad revenue is $220 billion last year. It's worldwide. Versus online video worldwide, $4.3 billion. So 2% of TV revenues are online video, whereas the viewing habits are obviously significantly above that and growing rapidly. As our viewing habits shift, the dollars are going to shift as well. I think it's a long haul on that because the TV dollars are actually very sticky. It's one of the few mediums that has the broad reach. But, you know, dollars are going to shift. IDC estimates we're going to have about $17 billion in online video revenues in 2017. Again, I think that's a very conservative number. The last trend, which I think is important, is it's called real-time bidding, programmatic buying, and or retargeting. In a nutshell, not to get too into the weeds here, this is when you've been to the J.Crew website to look at a shirt. you don't buy it, you leave that website, you're doing something completely different, and all of a sudden a JCure ad pops up on whatever new site you're on. That's called real-time bidding and retargeting. JCrew or their advertising agency has a cookie matched you and knows that you're on that site, knows you were on the JCrew site, and is sending you that ad. That is becoming a larger and larger portion of the market. Some estimate that it's growing to 20% of display impressions this year and could grow to as high as 50%. This is important because those impressions are viewed as more valuable than your typical display market. So it's helping shift even more dollars, especially on the e-commerce side, into display. Technologies are getting better. The matching is getting better. We've talked to a couple companies that just do this, and they're growing 100% year over year. So those are the three trends I see in the advertising space.
The views expressed are the views of Fred Alger Management Incorporated. These views are subject to change at any time and should not be interpreted as a guarantee of the future performance of the markets, any security, or any funds managed by Fred Alger Management Incorporated. These views should not be considered a recommendation to purchase or sell securities. Individual securities or industry sectors mentioned, if any, should be considered in the context of an overall portfolio, and therefore reference to them should not be construed as a recommendation or offer to purchase or sell securities. Investing in companies of all capitalizations involves the risk that smaller, new issuers in which Alger invests may have limited product lines or financial resources or lack of management depth. Investing in the stock market involves gains and losses and may not be suitable for all investors. Growth stocks tend to be more volatile than other stocks, as the price of growth stocks tends to be higher in relation to their company's earnings and may be more sensitive to market, political, and economic developments. Investors should consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, and charges and expenses carefully before investing. The fund's prospectus or summary prospectus contains this and other information about the fund and may be obtained at www.alger.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Founded in 1964, Fred Alger Management provides investment advisory services to institutional and individual investors through traditional and alternative strategies in a variety of products, including separate accounts, mutual funds, and privately offered investment vehicles. For more information, please visit www.alger.com.